Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Poodle? If you added up all the time in your life that you spent looking for things, how much of would your life be wasted?
At least 40%.
Y'all, we started this podcast late because I couldn't find the thing to plug in the Ethernet cord, and it was literally, I was sitting on it. My ass is just numb at this point.
Like many things, I've been looking for dick, and right there, I'm sitting on it sometimes.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, you took me home.
Y'all, this is 90 Day Gays.
This is 90 Day Gays.
This is part two of our season 8, episode 2, called...
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
We're traveling around. Poodle's in Los Angeles, and I'm in Houston, Texas.
Traveling around.
Come at me if your family says Houston. That's what my dad said.
I haven't been anywhere in 9 fucking months, so I'm still here.
Well, it's all locked down here. It's all locked down.
It's all locked down here.
You know what else? I want to talk about something else really important.
Great.
So, Anna Kendrick, I love Anna Kendrick. Sing It or Bring It, Sing It On. What was the movie she was in? Sing It, Share It, Sing People.
No.
What was that movie Anna Kendrick movie?
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. Anyway, did
Sing
I think
It that's... On. Sing It or Bring It. How has that not been a title for some terrible singing show?
I don't know. It should be, though. Coming the winter of 2022. Sing It or Bring It.
With your host, Wayne Brady.
Oh, you know, I just saw a thing. He's hosting a singing show, actually. No.
Or Donny Osmond. Donny Osmond would host it, too.
Oh, love Donny Osmond. So, Anna Kendrick's in a commercial, and she's singing about, like, Lay's potato chips, but it's to Christmas music. And
yeah.
It's to My Favorite Things, which somebody posted that they don't think that's a Christmas song.
It's not.
I don't think it is either.
It's not a Christmas song. The only reason it's become a Christmas song because of brown paper packages tied up with string.
But it's not. It was written for a musical, not at Christmas.
It was written for fucking sound. I don't know if it's a musical. It was written for The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
If you've never seen The Sound of Music, you just need to step off.
You need to stop listening.
I was going to say that. You need to stop listening and find a copy. Well, no one watches. Find a VHS copy.
Y'all go down to Video Advantage and rent a copy of Sound of Music. That was our big video. Video Advantage. Yeah.
Which is now an Indian restaurant.
True. But no, I was going to say, so Anna Kendrick singing like, instead of like raindrops on roses, she's like Lay's potato chips with Fritos sour cream or whatever. She's like,
yeah,
they made up the
those
lyrics.
Those are bad lyrics.
But the way the commercial ends, it's just, these are a few of my favorite things. And then
without,
that's the way she, without, when the dog bites, when the bee stings, I simply remember my favorite things and then I don't feel so bad. It literally ends in the middle of the musical moment and it drives me crazy.
This is so something that I would have a problem with.
I want to warn you. So if you see it, turn it. Because if you see the ending of that commercial, it's going to enrage you.
I like Anna Kendrick. I do. I don't enjoy her singing voice. I think I might want to be one of the few ones who doesn't really like her singing voice. It's too talky for me.
I get that. But I like her as a person a lot.
Me too.
Funny and smart and kind of doesn't take shit.
She's great on talk shows too.
She's good on Twitter.
I would have a problem with that. I have more of a problem with someone who looks like Anna Kendrick saying that she eats Lay's potato chips all the time. Because
that's fair.
Because I guarantee you, maybe I'm wrong. Anna Kendrick probably eats really, or maybe she's just one of those people who's like, I eat garbage food all the time and I always look like this. If I eat a bag of Lay's potato chips, number one, when I'm eating it, it feels like straight up heroin or what I assume heroin feels like. As soon as I'm done with it, I don't want to move. And I'm regretting my life choices because I feel really gross.
And you just want something to drink because your mouth's so salty.
Yeah. And then I find an actual bag of chips on my side the next day that's under my skin.
And if there's chips in it, you'll eat them.
Yes. Yes. I'll dig it out.
That's what's really descriptive and really, really true.
I can kind of handle her doing – I can handle celebrities. I just feel like celebrities should sell things that we think they would eat or think they would drink.
It's true.
You know.
So, like, you would sell vodka.
Oh, totally. But I wouldn't – I probably would not sell period cups. Or
no.
I wouldn't – I don't think I would be chosen. But I – or I would not sell, like
– Or condoms. You wouldn't sell condoms.
I'm like, what's this for? How do you put it on? I go to children's parties, or like I wouldn't sell like authentic refried beans.
I would. I love refried beans.
But no, I'm saying you would not be the ideal spokesman for that because you're a gay white person.
Well, that's probably fair.
Yeah, I don't
probably
know.
Fair.
You know what? If I'm wrong, fine. But if Anna Kendrick doesn't eat a bag of chips every week. I don't want that bitch trying to sell me chips.
Anna Kendrick, if you eat chips, come at us. Come at us.
Let us know on like a talk show if she says, yeah, I just feel like she probably, I don't know.
I want a picture of her in Us Weekly sitting on a sidewalk eating chips.
Yes, that's what I'm going to need to think this is okay.
Just like us.
For justice to be served, I'm going to need her to be like holding the bag up. You know how you shake it over your head, trying to get the last bit out?
I wouldn't know. Wouldn't know.
What I could almost be okay with? The thing is, she doesn't eat Lay's. She eats like Miss Vicky's jalapeno or like a nice type of chip.
Or chips.
She eats taro chips. The ones with like taro root and like
beets. Those are
That's
good.
That's what she eats.
Or like pop chips because they have no calories. And pop chips, I don't get them.
Me either. I don't know.
Yo,
Anna Kendrick does not eat Lay's.
She hasn't had a Frito in 10 years.
No. Anyway, where were we?
Where are we?
The show.
Y'all, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé. We're going to jump in real quick. I don't think we have any announcements. We just want to remind you that the Poodle Home Collection is going strong. You guys, we actually made $100 in merch for once. Y'all bought so much. We still only made $100. But we really, y'all really have been buying up this Poodle Home Collection.
It is distasteful to talk about how much money we're making, but actually laughable.
But it's laughable. We don't, again, we don't for merch. We really just, we love. Well, I was going to bring up the reason why I really encourage y'all. I love it when you send us pictures.
I know.
Of your shirts, of your mugs, of your pillows. I love it. So that's really why we do it, to just to build our community and just be weirdos together. So
for me, the Poodle Home Collection is not about making money, because I think we've made like $100. Like we get like, if a pillow is $14, we'll get like $1 off the unit. It's just how merch works at a big scale. Like if live shows, we will actually make money. But
don't come at us and tell us, hey, I know a merch thing. It's fine. We don't need to make money from TeePublic. No. It's fantastic. They do everything for us. We love them. So it's just where we are right now. But
for the Poodle Home Collection, you guys, I'm making the world better for having less shitty word art. So that's how it makes me feel better. I'm taking shitty word art out of the equation. It'll still be there. There's still going to be goddamn tapestries with the words merry and bright during Christmas, or just like tis, not even tis the season, tis.
Awful. Well, awful. I went over to my Aunt Darla's the other day, and I looked behind her couch, and there's just like a flower and a wooden lamp. It's on a piece of wood, and it just says breathe.
That's the worst kind of word art.
I want to do one that just says fart.
I want to do one that says jizz.
Jizz. Anyway, y'all. So come for the Poodle Home Collection, as well as other merch. I still think you have time. I think on December 17th is when it's really going on sale.
No. December 17th is the last day to get holiday shipping.
Oh, okay. So it is on sale December 17th. So y'all, that's 2 days from now. If you want to get anything for your loved one by the holiday, that's when you need to purchase it by. So don't come us and say, oh, it's December 22nd. Can I get my little darlings?
No, Carl's
dick pic shirt. Can I get a dick pic shirt? Nope, you can't. Sorry.
Carl's wife, we don't have anything to do with it. You cannot get a dick pig onesie for Shooter.
Mm-mm.
It's too late.
It's gonna happen.
Carl, I'm gonna have to get a PetSmart gift card this year. I'm sorry. Mama was just tired.
Anyway, go to the put that you can go to 90 Day Gays for that for now. We're gonna be, when I say for now, because we're gonna be changing the name. We're gonna put those up. We gotta look at those names. We're gonna put those up this week for people to start voting on that to make a decision.
Anyway, so let's talk about Mike and Natalie.
Yeah.
Bojangles, Mike is acceding to Natalie's request that Bojangles move out. And Bojangles is crying. He's tearing up. And he's like, I need my stuff, because he's moving out, because he's going to go live with his brother, I believe. And Michael's this is temporary, but he's still crying.
Michael's like, he said, you know, this is just for a bit. And then, you know, once things are settled, you can come back. And I'm like, you know, she's not going to let him back.
Nope.
Don't tell him that. Mike is one of those guys that is kind of annoying about him, that just doesn't say the truth. He never wants to hurt anybody's feelings. So he always kind of says bullshit.
Yeah. And Bojangles is like, I'm 50 years young. I'm going to miss you. When Bojangles cries,
okay, that just got sad.
That is what happens when he cries.
That
it
is sad. Mike's like, hopefully a couple of weeks and you'll be back here. You won't. Bojangles is like, you got to make a commitment. I understand that. And then he says, I've been with a lot of women myself, and they're unpredictable. And I'm like, that's a story right there.
What women? Well, we know he's been with Lady Bojangles.
Get over here, Bo. It's time.
Who dates Bojangles?
I was also shocked at the volume of leather jackets that they were packing.
There was a lot.
There was quite a few leather jackets, lots of fringe.
Maybe there was like a dinner leather jacket, a breakfast leather jacket, a leather jacket for prairie rides, just leather jacket for mountain rides.
Just a lounging, a dinner leather jacket.
A leather jacket for Wednesdays, whatever Bojangles needed. A leather jacket just for the farm work or when you're sleeping in the barn, which, by the way, still might be an option.
I don't know why, because I feel like he lived in the – I think he mostly stayed in the barn before. But for a while, I thought Bojangles lived in the barn.
He did.
And I guess that was the old place, though. I think he bought another house, and so Bojangles moved in with him. So – I think one thing we've been seeing in social media, and y'all know we hate, not really hate it, we just kind of ignore it, but kind of backstory and news and gossip. It's not really our thing because we don't really want to interview these people. But we do know Bojangles has a criminal record, and we did get sent that some of it is for like assault, and there was a DV charge in there. So that may explain why Natalie does not want to stay in the same house with him.
That would... If I knew that about someone, I could potentially feel unsafe if I was a woman. I get that.
But I do want to say, and this is not...
Hell, if I was a man.
We think he's funny, but there is such a thing as rehabilitation. So I think as soon as we see... Possibly. I mean, the reason why we canceled Jeffrey and we didn't talk about Jeffrey on the last season was repeated DV charges.
I love that we don't know yet because we haven't looked it up and we don't know this yet. And then next week, one of the sissies is going to send us an article that's like a litany of repeated charges against Uncle Bojangles. And we're going to go.
Then we'll go, okay,
we're not going to talk about him now. So
there were some violent crimes.
Maybe it's good that we're not going to see him then for a bit.
Yeah. I think he's done. Better. I think he's gone for the season. Maybe he'll come back, but... Why would we're probably going to see more of Ariel the cat than
hopping around.
Boy, life is so great. You love me the most forever. No one's going to come between us.
Natalie's like, hello, kitty.
Hello, kitty. You would make a great muff. Great muff.
So Natalie is talking to her mom. I love her mom.
Our mother. Oh.
And
this is like, is this like Russian Grey Gardens? Are
Mom
Ukrainian Grey Gardens?
I know. And
she's like, it's cold, and her mother, and like when she goes to leave her mother like tries to touch her face, like, no.
It is very Dr. Zhivago all of a sudden. And so she. Natalie says, one day I realized I could not be without him. And so I needed to go. And mother's saying things like, I will miss you. And her mother does like Mike. So,
oh, yeah, she does. Natalie's wearing so much fucking bronzer in this confessional.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's like just brown on the side. It literally looks like somebody crop dusted her cheek with her ass. It's just brown. It's not attractive.
She also does say, she cannot be wrong. My mother is not mistaken. My mother is never wrong about things like this.
I make good choices all the time, but my mother, no.
I'm like, honey, mothers are wrong.
Mothers are wrong.
Mother Poodle has been wrong several times in her life.
Boy.
She'll never let you know it, but...
I can't believe you said that on the recording. Can't believe you said that. Boy, what would she say if she heard you say that?
You'll play that and go, cool. No, she'll say, I have been wrong many times. Everyone's wrong. And I'll admit it. That's the lie. Anyway.
Would she ever admit she's wrong to your father?
Oh, no. It's a war to the death with those two. We'll see. So the mom is taking mom. The thing is, her mother has no. Natalie says she has nobody but me. So her mom's going to be alone.
Mom's not young.
Which makes me think. I mean, I know the mom can't get a visa, but why wouldn't the mom want to come too? Maybe that's not possible.
Maybe
they can bring her over when. Maybe she doesn't want to leave Ukraine. I don't know.
Because when they get married, like if her mother was sick and she was, I don't know. There's room at the farm.
She already got rid of Bojangles.
She did.
So Mike is going to pick up Natalie and he's talking to his mom. And we're going to see her this season. Big Mike's mother.
Oh.
Got a haircut out of 1976.
I haven't seen these clips of her.
It's a couple little clips.
Oh, this is exciting.
She's...
I love mothers.
He even says again, I'm not in the middle. I'm not in a rush to give her the ring back. So we'll see. He gets her flowers.
He does get her flowers. Actually, pretty flowers, I thought.
Yeah, they were nice.
We'll see if she likes them.
And
we'll see. We'll see if she likes them.
And as soon as she does see him, she breaks down crying.
She runs. I will say, Natalie is beautiful, y'all. She is striking. Her eye color.
She's very striking.
She's a very beautiful person.
Almost striking in a uncomfortable way for me sometimes. Those googly eyes.
She looks like someone who's so pretty they would be cast in the lead of the movie that's of somebody that's going to turn evil. Because they would look
someone who like
evil.
Holds a gun and like waves it around.
But yeah. They would look good. No, but I mean like evil, like they're going to then do like CGI and do like prosthetics on their face. Like they'll... Mm-hmm.
She'd make a great witch.
Like Michelle Pfeiffer in Stardust. Y'all, if you haven't seen Stardust, I can't help you.
It's you've talked about that movie before. I like it, but it's not, to me, it's not fantastic. When Robert De Niro is gay at the end, I'm like, really?
Oh,
who in this world thinks Robert De Niro is gay?
I mean, maybe.
She basically says she's there. She's
remember,
like,
when being gay at the end of movies was always the last good joke to put in.
Oh yeah. Oh, and I have a boyfriend.
What? That's all, everybody. And
remember that terrible
stuff? I'm a woman who's dating a woman. What, Angelique?
What?
Oh, fiend. Y'all, that was a terrible way that people used to end movies, like that somebody would be gay as a joke.
Yeah, they did. They would do that.
I should watch In and Out now with Kevin Kline. I wonder if that movie holds up.
That's a different kind of movie, though.
That's a different type of movie.
He's gay.
But I wonder if that movie holds. Isn't that when Joe Cusack's like, I was fat.
I was fat. Or like movies. Remember Just One of the Guys from the 80s?
No.
Oh. How do you not remember that movie?
Well,
that was the
I
first movie where
yet.
I saw boobs.
I wasn't born yet.
No, you were born.
Wait.
She pretends to be a guy.
A football player, and the cover has her holding football helmets over her boobs.
I don't know. I can't remember
the
cover. The
cover art is her literally football helmets over her boobs.
But the friend goes and pulls open her tux at the end, and he goes, tits! She's got tits!
I think I have seen that movie.
Yeah. Thank you. You can apologize to me anytime.
You know what? You don't know about. Yes. 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 Look.
That's the cover art?
This was the cover.
Yes. 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 I do remember it. You do
you
remember.
You know what?
It.
I do apologize to you.
What was it, like 86, 87?
And it says, she's about to, just one of the guys. She's about to go where no girl has gone before. And I love that one of the gay guys in the background who's in the shower of the towel is actually blow drying his hair. Like that was such a thing of the 80s.
I remember that was the first movie I saw boobs.
Really?
Yeah. I was a
That's
little sheltered.
How you know you're a gay wad. What'd you
when
do
I just
when
went,
you saw boobs?
When
Did
I
you
went.
Go,
What do I do with those?
Is it? I've heard that people that live in like Britain in Europe, they just see boobs on TV from a very young age.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal.
I think that would be way more normal. What if we like saw, like, what if we just saw bodies and like you didn't even like, I don't know. There's something to that. I think they should way show more nudity, but not in sexual situations, but just way more nudity on TV.
Our society is way too conservative for that. Think about it. You can wish in one hand and piss in the other, as Mother Poodle says.
Or wish in one hand and do something with the other. Remember when that redheaded guy on NYPD Blue showed his ass and how big of a deal it was?
Oh my God, that was literally in the 90s.
What was it, David Caruso?
David Caruso. Was it Dennis Franz?
I don't know.
Which one showed their ass? I think both of them did.
Maybe.
Someone's screaming at their radio right now.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Okay, so Mike picks her up. She's very, very happy to see him. But
she does say, "My flower's purple."
My flower's purple.
And he's like, purple?
"You guys, he's like, "Do you not like purple? Is that not your favorite?"
No,
color?
I like
and she
goes, "Why purple?" She does.
I'm like, maybe, I don't know. Maybe wait a day. Maybe wait a day or
I agree.
But Mike makes up for it. He makes all up for it.
She does say, "I have a lot of happy feelings. I have happy feelings about being here."
He gets her. Okay. Very few people have done this. Mike actually went all the way fucking out and actually like got a really nice hotel room, spent some money, and like gave her a really beautiful first night in the U.S.
Yeah. This Jovi and Brandon, take note.
Take note.
This is what your first night should be. Not spent with your new family or spent going to Bourbon Street.
No.
Just a quiet, quiet night with a little bit of order in. Get some champagne.
Uh-huh.
And then bang.
And then and then so they sit down. He has his food. He's like, "Sit down, I'll get you a plate." It's really, really sweet. And she keeps saying, "Mike, I'm so touched. I'm so touched you do this.
Michael,
for me.
I'm so touched. I do not move my jaw."
Do not, she says, "I want to raise a toast. The greatest man, sweet and honest man." What? Do you hear dead people? I feel like Natalie's going to say that. I feel like y'all, Natalie is just one eye blink away from total lunacy. Don't you?
That is exactly how I feel. You're right. At any moment, she could start going, "Hoo, hoo."
Yes. Or I see fire falling from sky.
Or at any moment, she could grab like a meat cleaver and like chop off his hand.
I just would never feel safe. There's something about her. I just don't feel safe.
Total lunacy. That's the truth.
I'm one eye blink away. Just
like you know how like when you saw like movies where about like asylums, like turn of the century asylums, like people just go.
Yes. Yes.
Actual loons, which no one would say that now. You're right. That's exactly what I feel like she can turn into at any point.
Like Mike would just say, "Hey, would you like some butter on that bread?" And she looks at him.
Butter? Would you say that to me?
And she just starts sobbing.
He has been able to pay down some of his debt. Remember, that was a big thing. Because he was $30,000 in debt before. And she is kind of, I can't read my own writing. It's excited. She's like, "There's a lot of stuff we have to work on." And she's like, "Yes, like we must work on our problems." And no one ever says what these are.
No, it says what our problems
really
are.
It's really frustrating.
It's like, are they scared to talk about it in front of the camera? Because that's the point of the show.
That's the point of a documentary style show. I mean, the problem they had
a lot of that's on Mike too. Mike does that.
Yeah. The problem they had on the tell all was a woman stayed at his house who he knew, and for a night, and she was very upset about that.
Yes.
Because she assumed if a woman stays at your house, you're going to bang her. And she
fair.
She could not understand that.
Fair. If
every
I was dating
Poodle at my house, I banged. Oh,
please. You mean you like combed her bangs?
That's what I'm talking about. You banged them.
But if I was dating Poodle, bleh.
Barf.
I would never let another gay guy stay at your house.
Why?
Because you can't be trusted.
I would not. No, that's not true. I would let a friend like stay on the couch. For instance, if we were dating, which you're not, you're gross, and I had an ex of mine who was in town, would you let me go out to have drinks with him?
Yes, and I would hire someone to watch you.
Okay. All right.
Mainly because it's you. If it was a regular person, I'd be fine with it.
I'm not a cheater. I've had indiscretions.
You're a flirt.
I'm a flirt. And that is actually
combined with alcohol. A flirt combined with alcohol equals a slut.
You know, I'd like to argue with you, but I'm not going to.
Because I've been on the other side of that equation, y'all, literally.
I've had people, like people who I've dated, and they wanted to, then they're in a relationship with another person. And I've seen them outside, and I've been told, yeah, my new boyfriend doesn't want me talking to you. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'd be like that.
But no, and I've gotten that more than once. And
I think tease, but no.
And I guess it's because they think I'm that flirty.
You are that flirty, but also kind of. I'm actually tease. I feel like if you're dating somebody and you don't trust them, that's your issue. It's not about that ex.
He asked. One of them asked the guy I dated before to block me, and it's not like I was trying to talk to him. He was talking to me, and he was trying to ask about something for a theater. But like the new boyfriend got the phone and saw he was talking to me. Oh, another red flag, you guys. If someone's a predatory with your phone. Anyway, but Natalie says, I have a lot of hope. I have lots of hope. And this is the kind of thing. This couple is the essence of what this show is kind of about.
It's true. And, this is true.
Yeah, they're going to be an interesting part, kind of idea for this season.
I agree. I think that's all I have for them.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Let's move on to someone who is a, in his words, a very excellent rapper.
Somebody who describes themselves as an excellent rapper is not a good rapper, y'all.
No, you never want to say that.
Like Heather.
I'm a very excellent rapper.
Like Heather from Real House of Salt Lake City, she says like she's into rap, but she doesn't say like, and I enjoy rap music. She's like, she's like, she says something like, I love rap, or she just says it so.
She also says, I love rap and I love homosexuals and black guys.
It's true. Y'all, I am Heather.
She's the only one who, from that show, I'd like to interview. That, she really is.
That meme, video meme that Christina made, where at the end where Heather goes, oh, that's my favorite. You guys, if you haven't gone to 90 Day Gays on Instagram and seen our meme about the 90 Days
Mary theater, and Heather.
Mary and Heather.
I will say Christina matched, and it actually, I thought for a minute Mary was speaking, was just like, carbonation, no, it hurts your ovaries.
You know,
it matched it exactly.
Or maybe I inhabit the role. Maybe you could give me some credit.
Yeah, I'd rather give Christina credit.
Same.
She did do wobble wobble.
I don't want to wobble wobble in this drama. Wobble wobble.
Oh my God. Oh. It's so good.
Mary apparently has frozen, or not frozen, but fixed it to where no one can tag her on Instagram.
Okay.
You have to get approval.
One, how is Bravo allowing her to do that?
I know.
You have to have a social media presence. That's the job.
Well, apparently there's this litany of all these lawsuits between, I guess, her son and all this. Y'all, her church is shady. There's some shady shit. I really want to support especially a woman of color who's a business owner, but but she married a grandpa.
What she has shown us in that episode, especially talking about convenience stores and about, you know,
her
even derogatory stuff about
her own racism towards black people.
Nope.
And she treats people horribly. She treats people horribly.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to support her.
I know.
Even though, no, I will laugh at her because she's Cuckoo Magoo.
Cuckoo Magoo. Y'all, Tariq lives in Virginia Beach. We've seen him before, y'all. We've seen him before. Tariq and Dean.
Tariq and Hazel.
Hazel. And now, Tariq lives in Virginia Beach, and he does say he loves music. He's an excellent rapper. He loves working out. He's got a dad bod, but he has guns.
He's got guns.
He's not wrong. I'd feel of his arm.
He loves, and this is just a little bit of rehashing, but he loves travel, and like he's been to Thailand so many times. He actually learned Thai, and as I think we said yesterday, I think you said, Tariq learned Thai, and I was like, it's not hard to learn something if you want to bang a lot of Thai girls. There's quite a lot of motivation.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, y'all, think about it. This just shows the stupidity of Paul and Corey. They still don't know Spanish, which is, well, no, actually, Paul needs to learn Portuguese, which is a much harder language to learn.
Yeah,
but still,
it's harder, but
Corey
but
has not Corey learned dumb. Spanish.
Not be able to learn Spanish is, that's pretty
I was out surfing, and I, como se dice surf.
So
he's an idiot.
Then we see him. Tariq has a map of Southeast Asia t-shirt going on, which
he really loves. Yeah.
The Carmen San Diego store.
Yeah.
And a sword. Y'all, if you're dating a guy who owns a sword, that's a red flag.
Well, I might disagree with you on this.
Let me say that. Let me reiterate. Dating a guy who owns a sword and he actually brings it out and cuts things with it.
Well, I mean,
Red flag. Red flag.
I've been to a Comic-Con and I enjoyed it. You know, I feel like if I was dating a guy who was like really into like Game of Thrones and he decided to have like own like what is it, Wolfsbane or whatever Jon Snow's sword is, I wouldn't be mad at him. In fact, I might make him strap it on and then have him Game of Thrones my ass.
That sounds very violent.
No, not with the sword. Just he wears the sword while we do sex. Like he just puts the sword around his back.
It's still disturbing.
Well, I just mean like.
Or
like if somebody dressed up as He-Man and they had like a He-Man sword and they're like, they're probably going, I have the power. I'm into that.
I think you might need to process
that. Okay, I've got a lot to work on. Got a lot to work on.
I'm just saying people who spend their time buying medieval weapons.
I'm just saying I would buy a lot of purple body paint for that He-Man fantasy, if you know what I mean.
You mean Skeletor? I don't know. I think swords are just a bad idea.
I could be like a new He-Man character called Manny. Instead of Manny Faces, they could call me Manny Asses.
And just switch your asses around.
They're all worn out.
I did a cameo
a deep He-Man joke.
I did a cameo for a woman who she wanted me to give a pep talk to her friend because her friend had just broken up with a guy who had a pet snake and made her watch the Joker movie. And I said, pet snake is a huge red flag. I think a sword is in a similar category.
Oh, okay. I'm really scared of snakes. And if I dated someone, I could not actually date a snake them because I have a phobia of them. But I don't think it's weird for people to own them.
But no, they're snakes, especially men who own snakes. They feed mice to snakes.
Men, I will say, it's creepier to me when a man owns a snake. If a woman owns a snake, I'm kind of into it. I'm just playing it.
I love it how low your standards are when we're talking.
No, because like a woman with a snake, it's like when Britney Spears was singing Slave for You. I'm kind of into it.
She didn't own that snake.
She made me think she did.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stand my ground on this. I think a sword is a bridge too far.
But if they're like super, super into Lord of the Rings and they want to, I'm not totally angry at it.
Tariq isn't any of these things.
Or they're like a big Zorro fan and they have.
Again, Tariq isn't any of these things.
I think I would own a sword. I think that's what I'm learning.
I know. I knew I was trying to get you to admit that.
I think I would buy a sword, y'all.
Well, there's red flag.
What kind of sword would I buy?
We need to move on.
Not that Wonder Woman sword, because Wonder Woman doesn't use a sword. They cut that shit.
There was a sword?
Oh, Zack Snyder had her use a sword and a shield in the first movie, and then they cut it out. You'll learn that when you watch it, and I'm going to watch A Breakfast to Sit On.
We're getting into a weird area, and I need to move out of superhero geek fandom.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
People have already said, this is a weird episode, and I'm not into this talk. So Hazel, you guys, he's described as the Asian Angelina, which he may need to update his references 10 years, at least 15. But remember Hazel built the barrier. Remember the parents' house? Remember when we went to her parents' house? And he's like, I can't believe people live this. And he's like, I want to give her a better life in America. I'm glad I can be her savior.
Wait, wasn't Hazel the one with the family that was crazy religious? Like the crazy, crazy church?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, their church is insane.
And the service went on for like 4 hours.
Yes. It was insane, like screaming and crying. It was insane.
Yeah. So remember the song, Far Away Girl, Other Side of the World.
Uh-huh.
You're my far away girl.
Other Side of the World.
That he played on a Beats player on a beach.
And asked her to marry him on a beach. It was kind of, I don't think Tariq is the smartest person in the world, but I do like him. I think he's lovable.
I'm Team Hazel.
Well, I will say I was a little bit of Team Hazel. Well, this is kind of good, but basically when we kind of find out a little bit of some shady shit that Tariq did.
Yeah. I want to also say they've been engaged for 2 years.
Yes.
I kind of forgot about them. I just thought they had broken up. But then when they showed up, I was like, holy shit, they're still together.
Still going strong. They even have a necklace that says Tarzil.
Tarzil. And y'all, if you don't know who Tarzil is, that's the fourth fiddler daughter. Seidel, Kava, Huddle, and then Tarzil. They don't talk about her a lot because she has a hump.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset.
Huddle, oh, Huddle, don't be like Tarzil over there with a hump.
I've never seen Fiddler. I need to see that movie.
It's such a great musical. It's a pretty good movie. But the musical is so good. It's so sad in Act Two, but the musical is so good. It's just all about it's all about home and trends and basically the show is about you can sum up Fiddler in one word: tradition and change for society. It's so good.
That Fiddler might hit too close right now. Maybe I'll watch that later.
Maybe.
Y'all, I got to see Up things right now.
You don't want to watch Fiddler right now. You don't. So remember, you guys, when you're watching Fiddler on the Roof, look for Tarzel, the sister with the hump.
She's in the back playing. She plays the drums on Matchmaker. She does that cymbal.
She's the one who cleans cow poop.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's her job. Mm-hmm. Poor Tarzel.
And now he is overjoyed to marry Hazel. He has a daughter named Ari. She's 7 years old.
Who has, as he says again, and I'm not gonna go off on my soapbox. Who has, he says, high functioning autism. You guys, it's autism. Don't say low functioning, high functioning. That's just another way for parents to jockey. I work in autistic communities often, and I deal with parents like that, and it's really annoying. It's upsetting. So I'm going to move off that statement.
Just waiting. You went on it last time.
But do you understand my point?
No, I do actually. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to speak on it because I don't have a lot of experience in it. So, I think y'all, very few people.
You're on the spectrum. Yeah.
Very few people have the experience Poodle has of dealing with crazy parents.
And you've never dealt with a crazier parent than a parent and an autistic child.
Well, because it's very stressful, I imagine.
It is. And I think, and there's so much passion. I shouldn't call them crazy. They're just very passionate. But they're just like any other parent.
I do remember. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
But they're trying to, a lot of times they're trying to explain away their child's disability. And that's where the phrase high functioning comes from.
Do you think that happens a bit? And y'all come at us because I know a lot of you sissies out there have kids with autism.
Or just on the spectrum. Yeah.
Do you think that comes from a bit of, I don't know. I feel like I remember one time. So I think some of y'all know this, but I'm not a part of it anymore just because we started doing more of this stuff. But I started I co-founded a summer camp for LGBTQ youth called Brave Trails. It's a leadership camp for queer youth. It's still going on. They just did their fifth summer, well, kind of with COVID, but it's still going on. They're going to be doing their sixth summer next year. It's a great, great nonprofit organization, bravetrails.org. Well, I remember the first year we had a kid who came who was autistic. Mm-hmm. And the thing he was kind of obsessed about for him with his kind of spectrumness was he loved drag. Loved drag. And it was
go off and fixate on and something go for a while.
And fixate and like, it was just, I mean, he wasn't convincing drag. He's kind of like, he was built kind of like a linebacker like me, but he was really, but he was really into like,
good for him,
50s and 60s drag. And he would do such really amazing, incredible drag. Like the detail was fantastic. But anyway, he fit in flawlessly at camp. We really incorporated him, and he was such an integral part of camp. And I remember when he picked him up. And the parents picked him up, and his mother, I'll never forget this. And the mother said, "How did it go?" And he hugged her. He's like, "Oh my God, I had the best time I've ever, the best week I've had in forever." And when we told her report, like, "We love your son. He's such a good fit here." The mom screamed out and raised her head and screamed out, "Yes," and started to sob.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine having a queer, autistic, drag obsessed, like, the method she has been fighting and campaigning to try to find a place for this kid. So anyway, I say that, like, I wonder if, because a lot of institutions, we live in California and we're pretty in Los Angeles. We're pretty lucky here. Like
the school I work with,
places in Oklahoma, there's some schools that are like, your kid's high function. Where do they fucking go? So I think some parents have to downplay that because they feel they're just trying to get their kids opportunities. I feel like we're talking about something I don't know. So come at
I me. Agree with what I'm talking about is in my experience of parents, when I would talk to parents and say things like, oh yeah, he's really great this year. And the parents are like, yeah, he's quite high functioning though. And it sounds like he's better than all the kids.
I'm not negating what you're saying at all. Actually,
no, I have a friend. That's why I have a problem with the term.
Because I had a friend who did that too. We have a good mutual friend who she was very involved in her nephew. And she would say all the time, he's high functioning. And I do know a little bit from working with master's therapy, working a little bit. And I'm like, but he's not. And you're not seeing him for who he is and where he is at. It's hard. It's very hard. Very, very hard.
It's kind of like saying, yeah, he's crippled, but he's highly crippled. He's, you know, he's doing okay.
We're gonna move on. We're gonna get letters on that.
It's just
no, I get what you're saying. Last time you brought this up, you had a lot of people in the community.
The disabled community is taking that word back. I shouldn't be saying it, but
no, yeah. I was going to say the last time you brought this up, actually, you got a lot of support from parents saying thank you for saying that.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it being on television. I'm sick of hearing people talk about it because it's just a way of jockeying your kid on the spectrum over another kid.
Another kid who their kid is on the spectrum and they feel like, so my kid's low spectrum. It's not a great...
It's a politicization of disability.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Your kid have more opportunities than other kids.
Yeah, this is why I like that we're going to more just they're on the spectrum and where they are is where they are. And we can.
And that was the reason we started using that more.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Anyway. Yes, going back. Okay, I won't talk about it anymore. But that things
no,
like
he
that,
will.
That's one of my triggers because I hear.
Well, you also get really. Look, Poodle and I worked at a camp once and like. I'll just say this. It is not in me to work with kids on the – I'm not good at that. I didn't – my brain – I'm not the best teacher anyway.
I didn't
function well that way. I wasn't an effective teacher. I just didn't communicate well. And this shady motherfucking bitch was like the bell – I mean, you cried so much that week.
I cried my eyes
out.
And
you were so touched the whole time, and you worked your ass off. I was like, wow, maybe Jake is a good person. That's when I knew him. Well, I didn't know him well, and I really started to love you more.
The thing about it is I love working in underserved communities, and I love working because the reward is so great.
Yeah.
And even though I sound really harsh and mean, it's because – I'm not nice, but I'm kind, and I want the best for people. And it does make me feel good to do something for someone else.
It does.
Especially underserved communities, and especially spectrum communities. Because I know those kids just need one turn of a certain key to be unlocked. You just have to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're never going to be exactly like anybody else, but just like you said, it's just about – finding whether it's drag or finding the thing about working in artistic communities, I promise I'll shut up, is they will come. The superpowers are unbelievable because they will come. They'll be off book the next day. They'll have learned all of their lines. And then the very next moment, they'll freak out on stage and they'll quit the play. So you just have to. You're like, sure, let's roll with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. And that's been a good lesson for someone like me who likes to plan everything and likes to know how things are going to go. And I'm like, oh, so we don't have this girl who's playing a lead because she lost her shit and she was stimming and she bumped into a tree and broke her leg. So
that actually happened, y'all.
That actually happened. Wow. Yeah, if you know stemming, it's
I know it's
rocking back and forth, the movement. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on because I could talk about kids on the spectrum all day long.
Sure, so and come at us with this if you're not if you want to talk about this, whether it's in the Facebook group or whatever, I just want to ask you that if you're not a child of somebody who's autistic, have some grace and be mindful in your conversations.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Let's jump into. Ooh, you turned on a light, bitch.
I did. It's getting dark here.
Okay.
4:30 on the West Coast, y'all, means it gets dark.
It's true. So anyway, he's excited for Hazel to come there. He's excited for her to meet his daughter. Now we do find out. Did they mention Hazel's son last time? I don't feel like they did at all.
I don't remember him. His name is Harry. I don't remember
him.
He's a
really cute kid. He's 8 years old. I don't remember him at all. I don't think they show. He lives mainly with his father.
Yeah. Maybe they did mention him briefly, but I don't think they mentioned his name.
Well, I know that Tariq says she's going to leave him there. And I know that some parents are like, I can never leave my kid. And I get that. But apparently from the, but I don't know if this is just Tariq talking from privilege or if the reality, he said his live, and I think he's probably dead on though for this situation when he says his living situation's tough and they hope to bring him back eventually. So, again, just a choice we never think we're going to have to make.
The next thing we hear is like, so out of big surprise, Hazel told me she was bisexual. Just the way he said that, bisexual. I had to listen to him say it. Hazel told me she was bisexual.
And I had to look up what that means. That's what he meant.
Wait, does that mean that's like the porn I watch when a guy's doing it with two girls?
Yeah, Tariq, not really, but that is what he thought. And that probably is.
And she said she's interested in having a girlfriend when we are in a couple. So I want to just dig into this a little bit and correct a lot of.
Yeah,
the...
you know, because when I met Jake, he told me he was bisexual.
Yes, and I thought I was at the time. I really did. I thought I was, but
didn't take.
No, it didn't take. I want to talk about, though.
I want to make that. I'm making that joke towards Jake. I'm not making that joke that people who say they're bisexual is just a stepping stone to being gay. That does still happen for a lot of people. But there are, and I know them, there are lots and lots and lots of bisexuals.
I can't believe I have to say it. Bisexuality is real.
Yes.
What bisexuality is not is polyamory. No judgment. You can have that. You can be a bisexual person and be in a monogamous relationship. Doesn't matter.
Think bisexuals are big sluts.
Yeah.
Like they just fuck everybody. And that's not, it's no. Well, it's
popular culture's lead to it. No, but let me just clarify. Being bisexual does not mean if you're a monogamous bisexual, it doesn't mean you have to have both a man and a woman in this try.
No, there's a lot of bisexuals that they'll be in a 10-year relationship with she'll be in a 10-year relationship with a woman, and then she'll be in a 7-year relationship with a man or 20-year, you know, it's just.
Or a 6-month relationship with a girl, 8-month relationship with a guy, or it's a monogamous relationship. And sometimes relationships are open. However, we're just saying bisexuality doesn't stipulate any of this. All bisexuality means is attracted to more than one gender. That's it. More than one, period.
Oh, polyamory is where...
Polyamory is more than...
Like you like to have multiple partners. And either polyamory can mean multiple partners you're in love with and like throuples. Right. And then there's a lot of different things. My advice, if you're ever confused about those things, ask the person, if they're open and willing, ask them. It's not their job to educate you, but sometimes they're open to say, because everybody's kind of has their own definitions and
or
what
Google.
Fits for them.
You can always Google.
Or just Google, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure we all understand that because Hazel is bisexual, it does not imply that she needs a girlfriend and Tariq.
You know, I feel like they did a bad job on the show this way because
they
should have said, Hazel said she's bisexual, okay, and she wants to have an open relationship with a woman in our relationship.
Right.
Instead, they said, Hazel's bisexual, and now we're talking to girls.
And she wants a girlfriend. Yeah.
So it makes it seem like, well, then this and this. No, she could have said, I'm bisexual. I'm not dating a woman right now, but I want to let you know I'm bisexual, or broken up with him and dated a woman. It was a shitty way to handle it.
Yeah, it was. I just thought to myself.
It was pretty tone deaf, really.
We've had our first bi couple or same-sex female couple. I think both of them identified bi. Both of the women identified as bi. And then we have our kind of Kenny and Armando have kind of been everyone's favorite couple. So that's a good thing as same-sex male couple. And I think both identify as gay. I'm not sure.
See,
but
to me, it's way more interesting that they want to be in an open relationship rather than her bisexuality.
I agree.
I think that's way more interesting to me.
I agree. I wonder what convincing what or I wonder if Tariq really understands what an open relationship is, because would he be okay if she went with her girlfriend and left him alone?
I don't know. I think
Tariq really thinks that they're always going to have sex together.
What? Maybe that's what Hazel thinks. We don't know.
So it's like they always pile in the menagerie.
Maybe. I don't know.
I just think this is a whole short-sighted explanation of a very complicated idea.
110%.
So anyway, he is he was meeting his tenant. I guess Tariq has no friends. So he has we have to go back to a tenant he used to have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His name is Kia. And she basically, for a while, there was a pregnancy scare.
Yes.
And with a big Hazel. Conversation. And
Hazel thought she was pregnant, and there was two negatives and a week. And yeah, go ahead, Poodle.
And he thought she had an abortion, and that would be the worst thing for him. So he freaked out about that.
He did say she can, she said,
fuck out of me.
He did say, which I appreciate, she has a right to her body, but it was more about the trust of. That's what
he mansplained it, though. I
feel like he did, though, say that what she does with her body was. But to me, though, I really did get like it's about the you know, the trust of that. So
let me just say this one time. I've never liked this guy. I feel like he's a sex tourist. I feel like he's all about Thai girls and fetishizes Asian girls. And he creeps me out.
I would not have said that until. You guys, so they broke up, and 3 weeks after he breaks up with Hazel, that he's been dating for years,
he
meets Minty on an Asian dating website, as he describes it, and he's like, I wasn't falling in love, but I was falling in like. And I'm like,
I don't know what that means.
You have a love addiction, and you have a fucking sex tourist problem. That's when I was like, tourist. This is gross.
David and Lana. This is Big Ed and Rose.
This was
sex tourism.
It got gross to me. It got gross to me. Yeah. Because you guys, if you're in a relationship for 2 or 3 years, you don't need to be dating or talking to somebody 3 weeks after. You don't need to be doing that. If you want to just hook up with somebody to fuck somebody and get over it, sure.
Yep.
But don't get in a relationship when you've been together for years. He can't be alone for 3 weeks.
Nope.
That's love addiction.
So they all met about a year and a half ago, all three, to get in the menagerie.
Yeah, so he told Hazel about Minty, and Hazel was like, let's get down with it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And on day three, Hazel put an end to it.
Why, Poodle?
Because she got jealous.
Yeah.
She got jealous of Minty. So,
and
obviously,
she got jealous. She got jealous that Minty was giving more attention to Tariq. And that Tariq was giving more attention to Minty.
So the polyamorous idea is working out
just great. Great.
And that's what I'm saying. These two people are just not mature adults enough to handle this type of
relationship. No, Hazel is not either.
Nope.
No. Someone who has to put it's to me, there's nothing wrong with it, but there's something telling that when you meet someone for the first time, you put a barrier between you and the bed, and now you want to have an open relationship, but then you get jealous when they show attention to one another. You have issues, which who doesn't? But there's some deep-seated stuff for Hazel about sex and sexuality and body, and there's a lot she needs to process, I think.
I agree. It's going to be an interesting season for them.
So they closed everything off with Minty, and that's it.
That's been it.
But oh, wait, that wasn't the last time Tariq talked to Minty, y'all. Because a couple of weeks ago, he was just so concerned about the corona. He thought he would call her and see how she's doing. And he reached out to her. And They've kind of been talking a little bit.
Great. Bring it on. Yeah, I'm just so afraid this is going to... I feel really sorry that this has to be the first polyamorous relationship that we see, because it's going to make a mess of everything.
It is.
And
it is.
Because I know, especially in San Francisco, there's every single gay person I know is involved in some type of polyamorous
there
relationship
is.
Or right. open relationship. It's just the thing, you know, and I'm not judging it. I'm just saying every couple I know in San Francisco.
I know.
And about half of Los Angeles.
I know.
Or half of West Hollywood. But they're not obvious about it. They'll only when they message you and say, we're open. Not that I have an experience in it. I do.
Oh, I love being the guy that goes into the relationship and you're the new one. Oh, you just get tossed around like a fritter.
No, it's so many problems. I've done it a couple times and it always creates
problems. That's you. That's because you instigate and you tease and you just undermine people. So then I go in and we just have sex.
That's what I was doing.
No, you mental chase people and you get them to fall in love.
They would call me later. They would call me later and uh-huh. they would want to be my, but they would want to be.
And you wouldn't give off that energy that you wanted them to call you later.
You know what?
You wouldn't give off the energy. Listen to me. You wouldn't give off the energy that you wanted to be wanted.
Wanting to be wanted. Needing to be needed. That's what it is. Somebody somewhere. I won't sing the whole thing.
But tell me I'm wrong.
Someone needs me.
Tell me I'm wrong.
It's wonderful to know. That's from the Most Happy Fella.
Don't change the subject. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
Thank
but
you.
I didn't tell them explicitly.
It's your energy. It's your energy.
That's what people tell me, but I'm not aware of it.
A lot of times we are. That's subconscious. Yeah, we're not aware of it.
Anyway. So let's move on to Jovi. Jovi Shah.
Jovi and Jovi Yara.
Jovi Shah and Yara.
Y'all, Yara likes luxury. You want a hot body? You want a hot body? You better marry a dumb person, bitch.
What is that movie?
That's not a movie. That's Britney.
Or what is that song? Oh, that's Work,
You want a hot body? You better work, bitch.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Which... every single gay guy in Queer Deer has done a workout to. I'm there. That song makes me run my ass off.
I'm glad. I think I run better to like techno music. You know what I run the best to or exercise best to is Robin's music.
That's a good one. That's a
that
good one.
Gets me going, and I feel so gay when I do it.
You know what? I feel that way, honestly. Kylie is that.
Kylie's she's that for me too.
I'm still a Kylie queen. A lot of U.S. people don't remember Kylie, but I loved her. Honey, still love her,
honey. Lots of U.S. gays like her. You know who likes her most? Mostly older gays, but that's okay because we are.
You are.
A lot of U.S. gays like Kylie Minogue. I'm like, since when?
Fine.
But they're all over like 40.
It's true. I loved her since I was a little kid.
Probably don't tell her that if you ever meet her.
No. I loved you since I was 6.
Yeah. Not a good thing. So.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just had a vision of us like 20 years from now when somebody's like, I love you. And Poodle, I love your podcast. And you say, oh, thank you. So much so that my daughter, she loves it too. She just graduated college. She grew up listening to you since she was a little baby. And you're going to turn ashen?
I would, because I hope your baby is not listening to this.
And you would just kind of float away like at the end of Avengers Endgame. Like when you would just dissipate.
And I would just turn into dust. That is what I would do. I also hope that her baby isn't listening to us sing dick, 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 dick,
dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick. Write that Russian, Russian, Russian dick.
Jovi, Yara is there. They're going back to their apartment. And she's like, Jovi's taste is, I don't care. We've known a lot of straight men whose taste
yes.
is. Hold on just 1 second. Oh, there's a knock at the door.
Oh, God.
Why do I smell cigarettes?
Oh, no.
Hold on. I think my cousin Olga is here. I don't know how she got here. I guess the Chinese businessman dropped her off. She is not staying here during quarantine. I'm putting on my mask, y'all.
Why don't you go get a drink?
Okay, good idea.
Oh, Olga, there you are. It's good to see you. How have you been? Olga, we thought you were dead.
Hello, I am Olga. Hello.
Olga.
I'm fine.
Olga Pudelskaya, everybody.
It's good to see you. I say things. I've been in America for a year now, and I'm told to say things like, it's good to see you when you meet someone. We never do that in Russia. We say, how long were you last in Gulag?
Oh, yeah,
that's
because
how we hate one another.
Well, and you really don't really like gay people. So I'm surprised you probably never are happy to see me.
Well, it's okay. If I can forget you are gay, it's fine.
Okay, thank you.
So no swishy movement or I may get sick to stomach.
Okay. Olga, how did you not get corona, or did you?
I do not know. I was on, I've been in Pasadena, staying with several older men in house. And lots of other women. Some have called it Cat House, which I'm not really certain.
Okay, I was going to say, it's like a commune. Is it a religious organization?
It's kind of religion, but religion is I charge $200 for blowjob, and then I give it to older men.
Oh, okay.
The money, not blowjob.
Oh, okay. So you've been saving.
Kind of more like multi-level marketing.
Oh, like Amway.
Yeah. But instead of what Amway, it is Fuckway.
Oh, Fuckway. Okay. That's yes. Okay. Well, we love a strong woman, Olga. We've had a very this season we've got
yes, I've been watching.
I feel like
very exciting.
Are we having students from the school because we've got
Let me run this down.
We've got Natalie. Yeah, come on.
Let me run this down for you. So we have Natalie. She basic Ukrainian girl. She's disaster. She's not saying what she wants. She's going back to a big tall Yeti. She not even love him anymore. She's so religious. She's crazy. I don't want to deal with her anymore. However, we have a good prospect in Julia. She's a go-go dancer. You know what a go-go dancer is?
What?
Do you know what a go-go dancer is?
Yeah. They dance and you give them money.
Yes, I know that. But you know why they call a go-go dancer in Russia?
No.
So in Russia, go-go dancer, you dance all over them and then they stand, they lay on floor and then you go on them. And then you go again on backside. Olga, very good at go-go dancing.
Okay, that's gross.
Hey, it's pays the bills. You know, getting your way in the world today takes everything you got.
Oh,
making your way in the world today takes everything you got. You know that song?
Yeah. Is that the new sitcom from, right? In Ukraine? Cheers.
You know what that's from?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
No, cheers. No, cheers. That song come from Risto Gorbachev. Risto Gorbachev record that song.
Oh, okay.
You know Risto Gorbachev? She married Mikhail Gorbachev with purple head.
Yeah, with the dot on his head.
Yeah. She recorded the album. She wrote that song. Oh, it's such a good album.
Okay.
She also wrote "Standing Tall on the Wings of My Dreams."
Oh, okay. So she really
you know Risto Gorbachev.
Yes, fluently. Went to a concert once.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was... That's Risto Gorbachev, right?
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Oh, I never knew they lived Risto Gorbachev here in America.
Yeah, we do,
I never understood why songs were... They call him Flipper.
Oh, yes.
King of the sea. When you think about it, the songs are very strange. I know why Liza Gorbachev sings these songs.
Olga, how strong are the cigarettes you're smoking?
They have asbestos in them.
Okay, but, just wanted to check.
I think that's why I not have coronavirus.
So now, what do you think of Yara?
Oh, where was I? So Julia's good egg. We're gonna see things, but Yara, I'm so proud to say, Yara is graduate of Pudelskaya School of learning how to have men pay for you.
Oh, she's a graduate.
We're still working on.
Yeah, it could be shortened.
Pudelskaya School of having men pay for you. That's where we're working on. So Yara is graduate, and I'm so proud to see her on television. She looked good. You see her Pudelskaya method, very, very appropriate. She already did the resting. She walked down escalator. She said to him, "Step away, please."
Oh, that's part of your method.
Yes, and Ukrainian girl, if they feel provoked, they will jump on him and beat about the head and shoulders.
Oh, so okay.
She was actually protecting him.
Oh, okay.
It was a nice thing to do. So, Pudelskaya, and also Yara's teeth are quite sharp, so she would destroy him.
Oh. Although
his chompers, they're quite scary as well, so he might actually bite her. Scared me too.
So now Yara says that she told him to rent an apartment with a big window because she wants to feel safe and comfortable there. Is there another reason why she would need to have a big window?
Well, you get big window. Yes, that's what we always want in Russia. And we want big window so we can sometimes be looking off and see in the distance something we want. We can always watch beautiful sunset, like Chernobyl sunset, orange, purple, soylent green. Also, it make it easy to push off fiance.
Oh, out the window.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One thing, you very illustrative of Pudelskaya method, ABC. You hear this? You know what the ABC means?
Yes,
ABC? Uh-huh. ABC?
Yes.
Always be complaining.
Complaining. Oh, okay.
Complaining about this room not big enough. This is not good. Flowers ugly. Yes.
Yeah, Yara doesn't like the flowers. She said the apartment's messy.
It's so small.
And so how do you feel that Yara is saying that she doesn't want to go out and party and drink? She just wants to sleep.
Well,
would you do that?
That is
Olga?
Half true. That is half true. You must, requirement in Pudelskaya School is all girls have plug-in implanted in ass and like phone jack.
Uh-huh.
And she needs to charge.
Oh, so she needs to charge.
No more. It helps because you charge in your ass.
Oh, that's part of the Olga Pudelskaya method. Yeah. Okay.
But you know what? I hope she bought a fucking converter because if she don't have that's on Soviet currency.
Oh, that's true.
That's be 220. You fucked, girl. Anywho, so you have to she probably tired. She probably been running all night. Her phone charger, you know, because that kind of runs her now. So she tired. Also, she needs her strength to make sure she is on the next day. To make sure, because, you know, another slogan of Olga Pudelskaya School of getting men to pay for you is time is money. You heard saying time is money?
Uh-huh.
You know what that means? You know what time is money means?
No.
Oh, you're so stupid. Time is money means time you'll spend with fiancé before parents is money you can get.
Oh.
Parents come in, they don't get money for you. They stop money. So she, I tell her, they're so smart. You never go with fiancé to a second location with mother. Because mother is witch. Mother see through Pudelskaya girls.
Oh.
Mother knows. Mother has secret power. You not go with witch.
So that's why Yara doesn't want to, that's why she doesn't want to stay the night with.
She doesn't want to deal with Cajun witch.
No,
she's
yeah. Okay.
Smart. Because as soon as she meet her, she will engage her in battle with fire out of her hands.
Oh, okay.
We have witches in Russia. I can see witch.
We know our own. Anywho, I'm very excited to see this, how these girls turn out this season. Natalie Lost Cause. Julia, who knows? Hopefully she kills that horrible woman.
Wow.
Betty. Her name Betty?
Yeah. That's a mother. That's a witch. That's a mother witch.
Yeah. Anywho, I got to go now. I need to go smoke.
Okay.
Good on ya.
Good to see you. Oh, okay. She's gone. All right. Well.
Oh, it smells like cigarettes in here.
Well, Poodle.
Mask.
Smells like bad decisions, that's for sure.
How was she this time? It's amazing. We really never chat when she's here.
Offensive. She was offensive as always.
Okay.
And just kind of brutal.
Good. I like it when she's brutal.
But she really basically talked about Yara, so you don't have to.
Oh.
She kind of broke it down. I mean, she really, yeah. So, but she talked a lot about Yara, but I wanted to talk to you about Kim. So I kind of think I'm team Olga on this one because.
Team Yara?
Well.
Or you mean you agree?
Yara
with-
is a student of Olga. So yeah. I'm team Olga. Yeah.
She's an Olga student? Okay.
Yes. Olga, Yara, I'm kind of on that team because right. I kind of think Joey's a dick.
Oh, he's definitely a dick. He's a douchebag.
I think the fact that he's acting like a little spoiled brat that he doesn't want to go out. And I honestly have more sympathy for her than I do for him. And I think I'm the only person on this island because I've been looking in our sissy squad and people, and everybody hates Yara. And
I'm kind of like team Yara.
And I'm kind of like, at least you're like saying what you want and being pretty honest about it, where Joby is basically like, doesn't even prepare for you, basically acts like you're an afterthought, and then tells you it's not an option to go to his mother's house and doesn't even like lay this out for you in a kind way. I'm kind of like, fuck him.
No, I'm into it. I love Yara. I don't know if Olga said this, but like she hated everything he gave her. But
yes.
To be honest, the taste, everything there is kind of basic. And it is ridiculous to expect her to go out to filthy Bourbon Street as soon as she gets there.
It is. It really is.
He basically says, almost pouts. He's like, well, I guess we'll go to sleep then. And he's like, are we going to have sex for the first time in America? Who dat?
And she kind of laughed. She probably did
I feel like he's a man child. We've talked about this before. I also think he's just a party boy who's not gotten it out of his system yet.
Nope, not at all. And I actually think she's more serious about settling down than he is.
Well,
but I kind of think she's a party girl too. And I think she's tired right now, but I think they both don't want to get married.
I think she'll be any girl she needs to get her goal.
I agree with that.
Because if she went to Poodle Sky School, they are committed.
Hey, they are.
Olga turns him out. She's a harsh mistress.
She is. She is.
So the next day, he's drinking a fucking White Claw at probably 9 a.m.
Probably.
I think Joby may have a problem with alcohol.
Yeah, I think so.
like a lot of Southern Louisiana boys do, you know, because it's
culture.
So he's basically like, let's go have fun. And he's walking up and down the street with his trombone. She's like, what do you say? He's like, what are these things called? He's like, well, we're not gonna get any hangers for you unless you know how to say it, which was awful. I
thought that was a horrible thing to say.
Awful.
I really just like
fun of her.
I think he's a gross guy. I don't think he's a nice guy at all.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he's a douchebag and he's a jerk. So I wrote down, I don't think these two people actually like each other.
Yeah, let alone love. Like, yes.
Yeah.
I think they probably had really fucking freaky deaky amazing sex.
Yep.
And then they got pregnant, and then now they're together when they shouldn't be.
They got, quote, pregnant.
Pregnant.
I think I said last episode.
A lot of people agreed too. They're like, I don't know if that was real.
She went scuba diving when she was pregnant, which is dangerous.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a lot of the stuff. A lot of the messages I went, it's like, yeah, because of pregnant woman goes scuba diving.
I did have some sissy emails.
Don't pull over. Don't pull over. Boy, that's loud. Oh, it's actually on my street.
Oh, prayers for them.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. So they are going down Bourbon Street. She's like, it smells bad. It smells like pee-pee. And
she was like, Ukraine is poor, but it smells good.
So then he's like, I'm proud of Bourbon Street. First of all, Bourbon Street, y'all, is tourist mecca. People who live in New Orleans don't go to fucking Bourbon Street. You might take out-of-town people there. You don't spend your life on Bourbon Street. It's gross. It smells like piss and alcohol. Oh, God, it's loud.
And probably vomit.
Oh, and vomit.
And they're there during Christmas, which I'm sure it's – when I went there, it didn't smell bad, but it was in early February before everything got started, so it was actually kind of quiet.
Yeah. It's just – but, like, at night, were you there at night?
A little. We were there, like, literally they were just starting to do – I mean, don't get me wrong. I smelled pee and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But you can – drinking is allowed in public. So that's one of the reasons that Bourbon Street is like that. And you can just go from bar to bar. It's a good thing to try a couple times. You don't want to do it every weekend as Joby does.
I think it's like Vegas. If you live there, it's something you do on occasion. It's not something you do weekly.
Yep. So they're walking around and he's like, oh yeah, so tonight we're going to go to La Rose to see my mom. We're going to stay over. And she's like, no, I'm not comfortable staying with your mother. I don't know her. And he's all shitty and passive aggressive. He's like, why wouldn't you want to go stay with my mom?
Girl, welcome to the South of men making decisions for you.
Right.
Truly. Truly.
And also this kind of idea of, I can't wait to show you off to my mom.
Like, because he says too, well, if you don't go, it will be disrespectful. So, yeah. But you got to understand, Jovi, you're telling a person who's not from where you're from, and you're telling her that if she doesn't choose to go stay with a stranger, that's disrespectful. Like, when you say it out loud, you're like, that's fucked up. Yeah.
And here, let me make this clear to you, Jovi. She doesn't give a fuck what you think.
She doesn't.
As she says, I never do something which I don't want to do. That's all. And I put that on Instagram. That's my new philosophy.
That is Poodle's new philosophy.
My new philosophy. And he's like, you don't have a choice, really. He said that to her.
Yeah.
Oh, awful. And she said, I can always go back to Ukraine. So America's better than Ukraine. Woohoo, motherfucker. Motherfucker. Bang, 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 bang. That's me shooting a gun.
That's what I was going to say. If the first day you arrive, you already give the threat you can go back, that's not a good sign.
This is going to be a disaster.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Yeah. I think he's a shithead. And
I think she's going to get fucked over more than him.
Yeah. I think she's probably conning him, almost certainly. I don't think there was a baby. Maybe I'm wrong. But if you did go scuba diving pregnant, that is a different thing. So
it's a different thing.
I don't know. This couple is the...
It will be entertaining to watch.
Yeah. This couple is the entertainment couple. This couple is the cringe couple. This couple and Brandon and Julia.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna see some shit happen.
We're gonna see some shit.
I think that's all I've got.
That's all I have too, actually.
Yeah. All right.
That's it, y'all. That's the show. You guys, we don't have a sissy spotlight this week because you haven't called in. So for our gaytrans on the 15-yard tier, you can call in. We'll send out that number again. You can call in and you can leave a message about
or a rant
or a message to another sissy or a listener or something that we sparked a memory or you want to join the conversation. Yeah. It's exclusively for you.
Some weeks we have like six
and then other weeks
we have zero.
So, and today we have zero. So you got, so we've got that going on. We've also, you can go to 90daygays.com to see our other shows. We got Sweet Tea, Southern Charm that's going on. We're doing Plathville on our Gatreon.
Tomorrow.
We're doing Love After Lockup on our Life After Lockup now on our Gatreon. Mm-hmm. Chevelle's going to start dating somebody this week, Else, and I bet Quaylen's going to go crazy.
Ugh. I don't know. Give me more Lindsay and Scott drama.
What? That's going to happen. So y'all, we've got all the stuff going on. Something else y'all can do is, you guys, if you appreciate the show, we really appreciate it if you just go on your Apple Podcasts, and there's a link to it right in the show notes. Just click on that. If you leave a, or you can just scroll down in your, if you're on Apple Podcasts, actually just scroll and leave a 5-star review and tell us what you think of the show. And if you don't know what to say, you can always say,
keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens. We appreciate you so, so, so very much. We're like, it's almost the holidays times, which means our crossover with Watch What Crappens is coming up next. I think that's going to drop next week.
With Ben Ron.
It's a gay Crappens. Ben and Ronnie, they do a lot of Bravo Housewives shows on, and they're our podcast, Watch What Crappens. They're very good friends of ours. We love them so much. And if we talk so long, this is going to be three parts. I think we did like three and a half or 3 hours of podcasting because we just had a fucking ball. And we recapped that movie Holiday on Netflix.
Which is our chat for Saturday. This is the first time we're opening up past our Facebook group. So you guys, we need to post that in the show notes. I'll say what's going to we'll talk about that in the show notes.
Okay. Yeah. If you just want to do the link, and I'll post it in the show notes. And then if not, just follow us on social medias.
We'll be talking about it.
And whether it's our public. Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Yes. So we'll put it on Twitter and we'll put it on our public Facebook page for that link too, where you can click on that. And we just watch it together.
And on Discord.
And you would have seen the movie, and then you'll know what Ben, Ronnie, Poodle, and I are talking about.
And I probably will hang back because it hurts my brain.
I'll watch it again.
I'm still a little beaten up by that movie.
I'll drink and do it. But Poodle, that's the show.
That's the dough.
We call these people. We call these people Lonely Hearts Poodle because aren't we all just lonely, lonely, lonely hearts looking for love out there?
Yes. And if you are just one small moment away from lunacy, call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.